comes on the back of a couple of incidents that have happened recently in the park, where there was a number of the youths attacked while they were playing football, and another man was also attacked in the park. And this is an issue of race previously, on two occasions previously. And, you know, I think we're getting to the stage where it's absolutely essential, because the town is big now, and you're going to have things like this, and especially during the summer months. And I just think that it's essential that we have a mature presence in the park that people can see, who's keeping an eye on things. And also, I think, to engage with young people who are using the park and to get to know them. And so on. You know, it's not a negative thing in any way. It's about making the park safe for everyone to use. And we hate to see a situation where, you know, people are afraid to go to the park, or the park gets a bad name because there are so many good things happening in the town park, and so many developments taking place there now, with the new children's area being opened this year, and a new adventure centre there as well, or hopefully there soon. And then there's the vestry have their own plans as well. So there's so much good going on there that it's just not nice to see it get any negative publicity at all. I think it's time that we had wardens available for the summer months.
And while the council didn't commit to employing any wardens at the moment, they have agreed to look at a new fund that has been announced, which could hopefully benefit them in funding this.
Yeah, there's a new fund just announced last week by Minister Helen McAtee. It's called the Community Safety Innovation Fund. And under that, there's grants available, and they're specifically for safety issues in the community. And it's where money is received from crime and put back into community use. It's a brand new grant, and it's open for applications, I think, until the 8th of June. So the council have agreed to look at that, and hopefully that might be an opportunity to fund a pilot scheme in the park where we could have wardens on a part-time basis, I think. There's a few hours from 4 o'clock until about 8:30 in the evening that these things seem to happen. And, you know, if we could cover those hours, I think it would be a great help and give people great security in using the park.